preach a sermon entitled Purpose and Problems. How many know, folks, this morning that God has something intended for everything that we do or go through? And here in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, we see that there is a problem that has risen, and we see two different reactions to the problem. One from those that were in it, and another from Jesus. Give you a little bit of time to find it. Matthew 14, 22. We're going to start in verse 22. The Word of God says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed up by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now on the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt?" And when they got in the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you. We ask, God, that you would help us. Your outstretched hand, God, as it saved Peter, God, save us this morning. Thank you for all that you do, Lord. Help us, lead us, guide us. Father, we thank you for everything you're doing in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Purpose and problems. Every one of us this morning would be honest, we all face difficulties in our Christian life or our walk with the Lord. Becoming a Christian is easy. We repent of our sins. We ask for forgiveness. We believe. We trust. We repent. But there are times in our lives where we face very difficult or tough times in our life, even after becoming a Christian. See, things don't go our way. Sometimes we get treated unfairly, or we get treated badly. Sometimes we ourselves are the ones that treat others in a bad manner. At times, things just come at us for no reason whatsoever. Ask yourself this question: why do I face problems? Why do I face troubles? Why are there fears in my life? See, we know that God is all-knowing. So that means that everything that happens, listen to me, because God is all-knowing, everything that happens in our lives, He knows before those things happen. He knows the past, He knows the present, and He also knows the future. He knows when troubles, problems, and fears are going to come. So what can possibly, what can God possibly accomplish? Have you ever asked yourself that question? God, what can you accomplish when I go through difficult or hard times? What would God be thinking? Have you ever said that? God, what are you thinking? Why am I here? See, every single one of us, folks, this morning have asked ourselves, does God care about me? Or does He care about what I'm going through? Does He care when I'm going through these hard, difficult, bad times in my life? Jesus here, before our text, He had just fed 5,000 men with just 5 loaves and 3, amen, fish. How many would probably say those were gigantic fish and extra large loaves? Because we try to figure out God, don't we? There must have been something weird about it. No, folks. 3 simple loaves, few fish, 5 loaves and 3 fish. And they were able to feed 5,000 men, not counting women and children. See, many people here, they were astonished at the great miracle. The disciples witnessed the power of Jesus firsthand. They were passing out baskets, and as they went, here you go, here you go, here you go. Here you go. And they kept going and going. And they kept multiplying and multiplying. And that made the people there believe. That made the people there, amen, know. The baskets were getting passed around. And all they kept doing was multiplying. It never ran out that even at the end, after everybody had gotten something, they collected some baskets. Verse 21, it tells you and I, now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. So you're looking at possibly what many people say were 20,000 people with just 5 loaves and 3 fish. Verse 22, it tells you and I that after this happened, Jesus, immediately made His disciples get into the boat. As soon as they had witnessed this tremendous miracle, Jesus put them in the boat and said, you have to go to the other side. He did this, while He stayed, listen to me, while he stayed to pray. Can I tell you, Jesus, amen, he lays and he prays and he's there, amen. And before all these things were going on, Jesus was already praying for what was about to happen. Jesus stayed behind to pray. Meanwhile, while Jesus was praying, they were in the sea. The Bible says that a great storm arose. See, to them, how many know that it's easy to say and tell people, you have to trust God because you're not going through a storm. Right? It's easy, but when you're in the storm, God, why am I going through this? And people are telling you, trust God. And you're like, why am I going through this? See, they were in the storm, folks. See, to them, it was horrifying, terrifying times. They got in the boat before the evening came. In verse 25, they did not see Jesus until the fourth watch. In Roman times, the fourth watch was between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. How many know that that is one of the hardest times of the night? They were fighting a storm between 9 to 12 hours. The winds were boisterous, the word of God says. They were there in the middle of something that they were facing. Listen to me. It was not just something where the other day as the winds came by, as it came by here in Colorado Springs, it came by and then it like the dust, disappeared. If we see down in the Pueblo area, it was a brownout. Mr. Nixon had to explain what a brownout was last night. Listen to me. You could not see nothing in front of you. But yet, they had to continue. 32 cars got into a pileup. How many know that we can possibly say to ourselves, this is what they should have done? Because five people lost their lives, and many people were hospitalized. I believe 29 people were hospitalized. Five people lost their lives. We can possibly say, this is what they should have done because we're not there. This is what should have happened because we're not in it. This is what they, because we're not there. See, they were fighting a storm, folks, between 9 to 12 hours. And sometime in the fourth watch, they saw Jesus walking in the water. They were so scared and so exhausted by that time that they thought to themselves, I must be seeing things because I'm thinking that what I'm seeing is a ghost. They thought that they were seeing a ghost pass by. We know that Peter got out of the boat and he walked on the water, folks. He headed towards Jesus. But listen to me. As he was looking and keeping his eye on Jesus, he was walking on water. And then all of a sudden, he turned and he lost focus and he began to sink. See, as soon as Peter stepped out of the boat, as soon as he started sinking, all that Peter could do at that moment is what many of us here in this place this morning should do. When he began to sink, he cried out to Jesus. Jesus, save me. And Jesus does. Jesus and Peter, amen, they walked back onto the boat. And listen to me this morning. The miracle, amen, took place that as soon as Peter cried out to Jesus, they walked back into the boat. As soon as they got into the boat, the storm stopped. The storm totally stopped, and it stopped completely. It wasn't just a gradual. It stopped. There was nothing possibly left, amen, for the disciples to do, but to worship because they became fully aware, amen, of who Jesus was. He was the King of Kings. He was the Lord of Lords. I wonder this morning if you and I are also aware of who Jesus is. Do you and I, amen, just see Jesus as somebody that passes by us? Or do we see him as our Lord? See, he was able, amen, to control and has power even, amen, over the forces of the earth. So in other words, we can say that God can accomplish anything, even in the hard times or difficult times of our lives. See, Jesus this morning, he puts you and I, amen, through tough times. God, why? Verse 22, it says, he immediately made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. See, Jesus did not give them, well, Lord, do you give us option A, B, or C? Jesus said, this is what I want you to do. And he didn't give them a choice. Can I tell you, the reason why Jesus doesn't want to give you and I a choice is because we will begin to choose the easiest path for our lives. Lord, I don't want to suffer. Give me option B. Can I get door number B or door B? Maybe C? I don't want option A. A is going to take me to a very difficult time. I don't want to go through those times. I don't want to go through the suffering. I don't want to go through those, amen, troubles. I want to be able to just have an easy Christianity. Jesus said, get into the boat immediately. Could it be this morning that the Lord puts us in a place or circumstances so that we can see him as he is? Otherwise, we might not see him at all. See, if the disciples had not gone into the boat, they would not have seen the miracles, amen, that took place. But they were able to see great things, amen, that Jesus performed. They saw healing. They saw him do all things. They had to see the power that Jesus, amen, that was in Jesus when their world, listen to me, when their world was falling apart, amen, Jesus came through and saved them. Can I tell you this morning, when your world is collapsing and falling apart, amen, under you, Jesus will be there with you. They had witnessed all that because in the midst of their storm, see, many of us think, Lord, you must not like me. That's why I'm going through this. Amen. But Jesus still cared when they were going. And he saw them in their dire situations. Jesus would go through, great measures to be able to deliver them in whatever situation they were in. See, they had to know that whether they were in good or bad times, no matter what, Jesus would be there for them. See, there are some things this morning that we will never learn until we are placed between a rock and a hard place. Can I tell you, you and I will never learn to trust God fully until we go through some difficult or hard times in our lives. We will see Jesus in the hard times of our lives. And we will see that he truly does care for each and every one of us. Jesus said, the word of God says that God is not a respecter of person. He doesn't favor you to other people or other people to you. His love is equal all to one another, the same. He will walk on water to be where you find yourself in trouble, folks. He will put himself in our storms of life so that you and I do not sink alone. Next, trouble breaks, breaks us to the end of ourselves. How many know that? That when we find, when we find ourselves in trouble, we are beyond our abilities. See, the disciples had been fighting the storm between 9 to 12 hours. The amount of time, that they were not able, listen to me, they were fighting, they were rowing, they were going, and they just found themselves still in that same place. They weren't getting anywhere. 9 to 12 hours of wasting, energy, fighting the storms. They were probably, no doubt, they were worn out. Have we ever found ourselves worn out because of the situations that we find ourselves in? They must have realized that there was nothing more humanly possible that they could do. The thoughts of it's all over. The Lord sent me and I came, and I'm going to die. No doubt probably crossed their minds. See, Jesus, how many know, could have come earlier. He could have come within the first 5 minutes of their difficulty. But he didn't. He chose purposely to wait. He chose to let them exalt. Listen to me. He chose to let them exalt all their physical resources of themselves. You're there and you're like, God, why aren't you coming? Jesus is like, because you're still there within yourself. And while you are there within yourself, you get into a difficulty. Mom, send me some money. Okay, here you go. Ching. You got it. Everything resolved. Lord, see, I didn't need you. You're in a place. Resolved. Lord, I didn't need you. But now, amen, they're in a place, listen to me. They're in a place where they cannot do anything. Up in the mountains, you have no reception. They lied to me. They said, you got satellite service. I push satellite service. It says you still have zero bars. You don't have it. I'm trying to come down the mountain. I got my family with me. And I'm thinking to myself, I've done this before. My instincts are going to take over. And then I come to a dead end. And I'm trying to figure out. You stop and say, Lord, you're going to have to help me. God, you're going to have to help me. See, he chose to let them, folks, exalt all their physical resources within themselves. They were in a place where they had no chance of winning within themselves. At that moment is when Jesus chose to come. See, too many times we let our good get in the way of God's best. We think and we say to ourselves, I can handle this one, Lord. I got it. We say, I've got it figured out. And act upon our own strength and abilities. I know this is nobody here, but we'll talk about the church down the road on South, amen, circle. We say things like, I got it under control. Lord, I don't need you for this one. Too many times, amen, we get in over our heads. It gets too difficult for us. We've tried everything and nothing gets better. It only gets worse. And there is nothing that can bring it or resolve it. And in those times where we have wasted all of our strength, wasted all of our abilities, wasted all of our resources, Jesus shows up and we learn that Jesus can do all things. Jesus this morning can take, the worst situation and bring something good out of it. He could take our biggest mess ups or our screw ups and make them good. In those moments of life, we learn that no matter how bad those things were, how bad, other people are, how big those mess ups are, Jesus can take those things and make those things right. You and I this morning can trust Jesus in the best or in the worst of times. See, troubles this morning, they cause us to focus on Jesus. Even as Jesus showed up, Peter's troubles, were about to get worse. Peter lost focus. Peter walked on water and then he lost focus. He took his eyes off of Jesus and he began to sink. He's about to go down under and drown. His survival's instincts, they kicked in. But he does the only thing that he can possibly do. Lord, save me. I'm about to die. He screams, listen to me, in the middle of his storm, he cried out and said, Lord, save me. See, many times when things are good and they are going good, we have a difficulty focusing on who Jesus is. As long as things are going good, we're confident. We have the things, called life under control. Sad to say that it takes tough, hard times to put our focus back on Jesus. We start to sink. Our situations are bringing us down under. And all we know to do is cry out like Peter cried out. Lord, save me. See, all the disciples, could do at that moment when they saw Jesus and Peter walking back into the boat was to worship Jesus. They had seen, perform miracles, signs, and wonders. But here in our text, listen, they heard about these things, but here in our text, they seen it firsthand performed to them. To them. Jesus came through in their personal troubles. See, this morning, you can worship Jesus in your good times, but also in those tough, difficult times. See, those difficult times, that when you see Jesus rescue, you out, with his hands fully extended to save and rescue your life. Jesus will allow, and I'm coming to a close. Jesus will allow both hard and difficult times to bring something good, something for our good. This is to bring us to the end of ourselves, to put our focus back on Jesus, to give us, a new reason. Because listen to me, when God performed a miracle, they got complacent afterwards. God, we need water. Water out of a rock. Miracle. Okay, that wasn't enough. God, we're hungry now. Manna from heaven. What is this? This is what we're eating every single day. I'm getting tired of manna. God says, I'm going to bring quail, meat. He brings meat, and it's always a never-ending complacency. God, give us something bigger. God, give us something better. God, we're tired of that miracle. Show us something more. See, the Lord does these things and helps you and I in those difficult, hard times to give you that reason on why you could worship Him. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you right now going through hard, troubled, or difficult times? Could it be, just saying, could it be that God wants to bring an end to you, yourself? Could it be that instead of you focusing on everything else, for you to now start focusing on Him? And stop trusting you? See, the disciples got onto the boat. We're talking about people who were experienced in the sea, folks. We're not talking, listen, we're not talking about possibly you and I. Amen? These people were experienced. And when they got in the boat, they probably said, okay, Lord, we'll meet you on the other side. Until they got into something that was beyond themselves. And when they couldn't know more, then the Lord finally shows up. Could it be that the Lord is waiting for you to say, Lord, I can't do this no more. Lord, I can't. Lord, save me. Jesus stretches out His hand. And we walk onto solid ground, where the ground beneath you was collapsing. Now Jesus allows you to walk into a place where you are secured back again. And you find yourself with Jesus next to you. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here this morning and you're not saved. You're here this morning and you're now right with God. It would be our pleasure this morning to pray with you. For you to surrender your life to Jesus. Would you ask Jesus to help you? God, we thank you. You're here this morning. You're not saved. You've never given your life to Christ. Would you just lift up your hand? Pastor, I want to surrender my life. Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. I've done all these things on my own. And this is all that it's, these are the results of my labor. God wants to help you this morning. God wants to touch you. That's you this morning. You're not saved. You're not right with God. You're backslidden this morning. Your heart's not right. You know you're not right. You know down deep in your own life. Listen to me. You know. But your pride is keeping you from lifting up your hands. Your pride is keeping you from finding the resolve. The Bible says that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Would you surrender your life to Jesus this morning? You've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you're backslidden in your heart. Would you do something for me? Would you just lift up your hand? Just lift it up. Give your life to Jesus once again. Amen. Amen. Church, let me move on. We all go through difficult times. We all go through hard times. There's the good, the bad, and the real ugly. How many know that those times could possibly break our lives? And maybe that's you this morning. You are in a difficult situation. You can cry out to Jesus and he will help you. You can cry out to the Lord and he will rescue you. You can cry out, Lord, save me. And right when you think, folks, listen to me. Right when you think it's all over, you feel the embrace of God upon your life. And that's what Jesus is able to do. But he needs you to know that you need to cry out. How much in the quicksand do you have to sink before you cry out to Jesus, Lord, save me? Maybe you find yourself in that situation this morning. Maybe right now it's good. Can I tell you? You're going to go through every season of life, but Jesus is still Lord. He's still the King of Kings. He's still our all in all. And he is still worthy of all our praise this morning. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come. Maybe you are in a hard time. Maybe you are in a difficult moment in your life. Maybe there is something going on that's brewing. Amen. And the storm this morning is just there. Amen. Listen to me. God is there for you and I. God is there. Amen. And he wants to take you to solid ground where those things are collapsing before you. God is trying to save you and help you. See, how was it that Peter walked out, who was one of the most experienced fish there working in the water as he was a fisherman by trade? And yet he finds himself, listen to me, folks. Yet he finds himself sinking. He's there. He's not going anywhere. Listen, come to the altar. Let God help you this morning. Pastor, I got it. We can possibly say, Pastor, I'm good, but yet you're sinking. Pastor, things are well, but yet you're sinking. Listen to me. This is what the altar, amen, a moment is, amen, that you can come, amen, and bring your things that you are going to before God. Well, Pastor, what are people going to say if I go to the altar every time? They're going to know you're human. They're going to know, amen, that you are normal, because every single one of us at any given time can find ourselves in trouble. Listen to me, folks. Any single one of us can find ourselves sinking, fighting, in trouble. And it is there when we've lost everything of ourselves. That the Lord now. Lord, why didn't you come when I first got on the boat? Because you were still on your way. Amen? Because you were interfering with the miracle that God wants to do. So when you get tired of being sick and tired and you can't do nothing no more, Lord, why didn't you come earlier? I could have still been able to do something. Listen, God wants to bring you out to still let you be able to see the fullness of God. The fullness, not just a small portion. He saves you and I because we are in the way of what God wants to do here on earth. Jesus wants to do miracles, signs, and wonders. Can you and I this morning allow him? Amen? Can we allow him? Mr. Mark, would you close us in prayer?